Death on the River Walk by Carolyn Hart. In loving memory of Philip. December 22, 1960 to February 21, 1998. Someday, upon a far distant, sunnier shore. Mother. Prologue. Alfonso scrabbled every day to survive. He'd been on the streets since he was 7. He knew no other life. He cadged food from the garbage bins behind fine restaurants, flashed smiles at norteamericanos and offered information they liked, where to find women and drugs and hotels that catered to guests with peculiar tastes. His English was not grammatical, but he spoke it well enough. In the summers he wandered Chapultepec Park, Mexico City's oasis of loveliness amid the stinging brownish smog that dimmed the porcelain fine sky and tainted lungs. It was only at night that the air freshened. Alfonso especially enjoyed prowling in the darkness from his hidden nesting place in a clump of willows behind the National Museum. Alfonso was as attuned to his surroundings as a cougar alert for a meal. He first noticed the big blonde norteamericano late on a moonlit August night, slipping from shadow to shadow behind the museum. Alfonso watched and wondered. The man came a second night. The next morning he was in a crowd waiting for tickets. There was a grand exhibit at the museum, drawing visitors from around the world. When the man came again late that night, Alfonso called out, "Señor, if you are looking for anything, I can help." The man jerked toward him. Alfonso tensed his muscles, ready to run. He wasn't afraid, and he had a knife in his pocket.
"So, what do you sell?"